the shafts would, I can't get through my head, is it single trees and double trees, the shafts?
The shaft, single tree, is all made together and then hooked down here to axle.
I see.
On a single horse.
It wouldn't be hooked onto the shafts, you know, just to the axle.
The shafts would be hooked to the axle, got crooks on them just like that, go down to the axle. And that, them shafts is made out of wood, you know, just like. And that single tree they put hooked to, it's made with the shaft. A wooden piece come across that keeps the shafts from coming in like that.
Would you tell me about the wheels, how the wheels were hooked on, what they're made of, or how they were?
Well, the axle on a buggy is made solid from one side to the other with a piece of four-cornered on. Then there's a strip of wood comes up on top of it. Then over here it's made with a little fence, small fence. Then there's wooden spokes and wooden rims. Then the steel rim goes over the wooden rim.
And so you got an axle and then?
Well, we call it a little small hurdle, is what we call it.
I see.
And put on.
The spokes go into the?
Into that hub.
Hub.
Cross threaded down that hub. Yeah. Like that.
And then going up, they
went
would go
straight
in,
up.
Into a
wooden frame, I call it around. Mm-hmm.
Now, is you call that a wooden frame or wooden wood rim?
Well, I'd more or less call it a wooden rim. Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I think somebody said, told me they used to call it a fella. Is that?
No, son, they'd be called a fella.
And then the steel or
the
iron.
Steel iron wheels went over there. Now, I've seen some with even with a steel iron that went across, then a groove cut in it with rubber that went into that groove around it. I've seen some like that.
More quiet, I suppose.
Oh, yes. A whole lot easier road than a regular steel rail.
How did you keep the wheel from making a lot of noise?
Well, we always used axle grease, we called it black axle grease. And we'd take that nut off and slip the wheel off the axle and grease that axle good and set the wheel back and screw it in. That's what we done on wagons.
You use your
hands? Then what we called it on a wagon.
I see. You use your hands or
well,
how did you?
Well, sometimes I'd use my hand.
You'd have to use,
but
have to
then
put it on the whole thing.
We generally always made us a little wooden paddle. You know, to reach down there and smear it on.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't have a wooden paddle, I'd just take my finger and smear it on.
It wouldn't matter how where you put it.
Oh, no, it's as long as you put it on that thimble.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anybody using a towel for that?
No, sir. I've heard them use, cub grease.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear them using an axe or towel.
I don't know is whether that be hold up or not.
Well, I don't believe tallow. If you use tallow, it wouldn't stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
This cup grease is, I mean, this axe of grease, it's just like, mind you, like rubber.
Mm-hmm. Is that
it's just
thick?
Yes, you can pull it and stretch.
Just made out of oil, I think.
Yes, that's what it was. But
how much would it cost?